All day long, it's been Giving Tuesday. It's a great day for nonprofits. As many of you know, I work for a nonprofit, and we had a great day today for Block Club Chicago in the newsroom. A lot of donations, and we appreciate those. Marquette Bank, all day long, has been educating our listeners about the great work that they do. They've been on our show a couple times talking about the banking that they do for communities. And actually, I shouldn't even say communities. It's about neighborhoods. They stress that. They are a neighborhood bank because Chicago, of course, is made up of neighborhoods. That's how you can tell they're authentically Chicago. And on this Giving Tuesday, we got Christy Cox to chat a little bit more about what you do. First VP Director of Neighborhood Commitment. Christy, hello. Welcome to WGN.
Hello. How are you? Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here, and it's nice to know that as a neighborhood bank, you really value neighborhoods. You guys put your money where your mouth is when you do a bunch of different things, don't you?
We sure do. Yes.
What sorts of things? I mean, is it just simple donations, or is it your employees getting behind this and becoming volunteers? I mean, give us a rundown of sort of this commitment that you guys have for the neighborhoods.
Sure. So I'm in charge of the Marquette Neighborhood Commitment, and what that means is we really focus on four areas of critical needs that we feel are important. So we have shelter and housing, hunger, education, and health and wellness. So each month and each quarter, we work with different nonprofits in our neighborhoods to address the needs of our neighborhoods and the community that are focused with these things in mind. So I spend a lot of my time working with nonprofits, and then we organize different volunteer efforts, service projects, and community drives to help out our neighborhood partners and essentially the people in our neighborhoods.
What I like about what you guys do is you don't try and reinvent the wheel. You work with organizations that are already doing incredible work. With shelter and housing, you partner with the Port Ministries, which has done incredible work with their volunteers. Beds Plus, providing donating meals, laundry kits, monetary donations, blessing bags. I mean, you guys understand the idea of partnering up with the organizations that already exist, that already have the boots on the ground to really make the dollar stretch as far as it can.
Yeah, we sure do. I mean, why financial donations are always important. We also feel like doing, like you said, the boots on the ground type of thing that we do. And we really, every month we have people making lunches to give to homeless shelters, or we do a lot of making blessing bags, or we'll have different food drives that we've had, or collecting school supplies, or all different things throughout the year that are just important to these organizations and are really important to the neighbors. And the organizations that we partner with really get these things out next day. We can see their work that they do, and we see that things that we're doing are really having an impact right away.
It's not only about making people or giving people opportunities to lift themselves up. You're doing so financially. I mean, we've talked in the past about how you guys have down payment assistance, which is distributed, over $1 million worth of down payment assistance to get people into homes and start building that equity, or just loan origination in the neighborhoods that you serve. I mean, I think that makes such a big difference when you can start providing people that financial security, that generational wealth, that home ownership really does offer.
Sure, we sure do. We have two foundations that the bank has. Like you mentioned, we have our Affordable Housing Foundation that awards grants to first-time home buyers that really helps people, get a home. And then we also have our Education Foundation, which funds our scholarship program. And we've been doing that since 1968, and we've awarded over $4 million in scholarships. So, like you said, it's really important. A neighborhood thrives when each of us choose to help it grow, and we're really dedicated to strengthening our neighborhoods.
You guys employ a lot of people in the neighborhoods, too. Do your employees get behind these efforts? Is this something that everyone kind of rallies behind?
Absolutely, because, our employees, we live in these neighborhoods, too, and we go to school in these neighborhoods, and our kids go here, and we all live here, and so it's important to invest in the communities that we live in, too.
Is that what makes Marquette Bank one of the things different than maybe other banks around town with big names that are all over the country? Marquette Bank is here.
Absolutely. When you bank at Marquette Bank, your banker, a lot of our branches, our customers know our names and we know theirs. When we walk in the door, we know who we're dealing with. And a lot of our employees are longtime employees. And another thing that's good about being smaller is that we can always get quick answers for all of your financial needs. So we have all the modern conveniences of a big bank, but we still have that personal connection that you can only get from a neighborhood bank.
Do you love your gig, neighborhood commitment? I mean, that must be a fun part of what you do.
I love it. Yes, it's a great gig. I'm just, you know, we're really excited about the work that we do, and it shows in our neighborhoods.
It says here I'm supposed to ask you about your anniversary year at the bank. I don't know if you have a big anniversary you're celebrating this year or
we
something.
We do. Yes, I didn't even get to talk about that yet. We're so excited. We're celebrating our 80th anniversary. It's been a great time. We had our 80 Faces of Marquette Bank campaign. So each week we highlighted a customer or an employee or a retired employee, a community partner, or even a local nonprofit or a board member from the bank. And it's been an exciting time because we've been able to highlight and share stories from each of those people over the time of the bank, of the 80 years, and show how we've helped our customers in our neighborhood. So it's been a really, really cool time for us.
I can do pretty quick math. That takes us back to 1945. And it's a great story of Marquette Bank as well, with the founder and John F. McCarthy, and really built a great organization that you guys have. You help out a lot of people, help people out with their mortgages too. It's well beyond Giving Tuesday, but it's great to have been able to focus on all that you do on this Giving Tuesday. Christy, it's great to know more about you and the Marquette Bank. And where do you want people to learn more if they got any questions about anything that Marquette Bank has to offer?
Sure. I mean, you can, I encourage everyone to check out our 80 Faces stories. They're out on our website and on our social media. They're great. We have a lot of written and then videos that are out there. But, you know, thank you to all of our customers, our employees, and our neighborhood partners for their support over the past 80 years. We're always looking for new people to join Marquette Bank. So if you're not a customer, come see us. We'd be happy to have you, and you'll be glad that you did.
EMarquetteBank.com. Christy, take care, okay?
Okay. Thank you, John. Have a good night.